On today's episode, I'm talking about how to manage communication in the workplace and at home, and some of the particular key learnings I've taken away from a recent session. This is how legends are made. Hi guys, I hope you're doing super well wherever you are. I just thought I'd give you a bit of a rundown about the session I had yesterday, just some of the key points or the key learnings from it. And just to maybe get you some insights, something quite useful, and we'll go from there. My day though today has been quite busy with a lot of work up until around now. I got some yoga in this morning and got a run in earlier in the day. So busy exercise, yoga, full head down to work. Now doing the episode, which will then be followed by into childcare, which is wonderful. But about yesterday and the transition leadership parenting session that I held with a client. And I thought I'd just give you like three key learnings that we came away with from the session. It's interesting how, in a way, slightly regardless of the environment that the client's coming from, their family dynamic, whatever's happening for them, how so many similar things kind of crop up. So the first one on the list that we kind of covered, or that the session brought forward to discuss, I don't try to template what happens, it's whatever they wish to talk about, but we did speak about communication. And this one was quite interesting because it was not establishing communication, but reinforcing the structure of what was kind of existing in a rudimentary form, supporting it, and adding some more structure to it so it can be improved. So taking what's working already, but really amplify it. This was both personal and professional. The personal side was about more openness, about availability, about demands on work and how that would impact on the family and the home life. They were doing bits of it, which is wonderful, but it was about looking to stretch that a bit further. So to take it for a longer period of time, create a bit more formalness about it in terms of sitting down and looking at it on a weekly basis, rather than just a kind of electronic shared calendar, to look at the calendar and actually see the wins, the gains, and where any pinch points were, which is, you know, just raising the conversation up from accepting it. As a new dad, he was, as you imagine, probably firefighting both work and home, as his partner was as well. And having this conversation, but kind of elevating it and raising it up, can make it a lot easier to communicate the needs, both personally and professionally as well. So that was key. The other part of that communication was communication to his team. There was a concern that his leaving on time may cause ripples within the team. And in addition, that there may be some impact on his productivity, which is one of the things that was bothering him too. So we identified a couple of things. One, about how to communicate to the team. And it was, in a way, similar, though a different mechanism than we did at home. And the suggestion was to really make it clear to each team member, because only a handful of them, what his availability was, what was happening, and the reasons why. Kind of create more transparency with the team. Because that way they'll understand better. They may not always agree, but at least they can understand what's happening, they can appreciate it, and for him, he can explain why he needs to leave on time. The other part of that was creating a bit of a pinch for him, because he felt delivering on the, well, being productive as he wanted to be on his responsibilities, and his desire to be out at 5:30 or whatever it was every day was impacting that. So we came up with a plan that was basically a modification of that, a negotiation of the situation of what he was after. So we balanced it out. We looked at 3 days to be home at a reasonable time, but have 2 days which are completely work orientated, which could be running later. This gets communicated to his team, this gets communicated to his partner, so that everyone knows where they stand. He has this kind of clear space to work in those particular days, and then also be okay with leaving a particular time. Re-establishing the boundaries was going to be really supportive and useful for him as he handles this transition. And the benefits were really for his team to understand what's going on, and for his partner to know where he'd be, and then to plan accordingly. The thing that I think frustrates families, can be the last minute decisions, the last minute actions. But if we can have some reasonable understanding of where our time pinches are and how to handle them, it's a lot easier. And I remember this when I was a stay at home parent, that any last minute phone calls, say people were running late, that caused a difficulty, and even more so if we're having a difficult, frustrating day. So that was the first thing, it was communication. And the second thing was about how he was negotiating within the bigger corporation. There was a lot of support for his transition in terms of his role and his new fatherhood with one side of the business. On the other side, it was probably more of an old-fashioned or an old-school approach, which was less supportive, more judgmental, and quite critical of any reduction in time or productivity. And this, the concern was, this was having a negative effect on his long-term role. So we took a different approach, that maybe we don't need to be as explicit with those teams as we would with others. Those which are supportive, maybe can have a fuller reason of why his timings are such. But when it comes to other stakeholders, this can be adopted and changed to just allow for maybe a more, what's the right word, opaque explanation of what it is. So maybe meetings he can't attend, he doesn't kind of explain the reason why, other than declining them and rearranging. So that was a way of mollifying and adapting to what he had to work with. There is obviously a natural slight degree of uncomfortableness about having to not being able to be explicit, but, or about his situation, but the advantage is that he was able to work with a bit of air cover and allowing him to maintain what he needs at home and at work, and create or maintain positive relationships within his workspace. And the final one was that, very simply, about how he's going to maintain himself and look after himself and recharge and reheal from all of the things that are surrounding him. And it was, it's always interesting, because I'm never too sure how a client will take this, or if they're ready to take it on board, depending how busy they are or how many things we've spoken about. But if I can, I like to just flag up that we need to make sure we're still taking care of ourselves. While this may seem selfish and we're kind of like slicing out time for our needs, it's such a vital way for us to recharge and heal and be better prepared to be, you know, father and mother or partner or a colleague at work. This is where we can connect with ourselves, do the things that we love, that we kind of cherish doing. This could be group, or it could be, you know, on your own. But it was so important that he made sure that he was going to be able to bring that back in. It does sound in a way selfish, but for me, and how I see things, is that the selfless act of taking care of yourself, of that kind of loving yourself first, recharging your system first, really enables you to then give even more to all the other responsibilities, roles, and factors in your life. So it was to encourage him to say what he was doing was a good first step, but let's kind of amplify it, let's raise it a bit further. And in that way, he can have the resources he needs to kind of cope with the, you know, the new fatherhood, the leadership, the transitions that he's going through, and all these conversations that he needs to cope with. So he left the 90-minute session, I think, with all the tools he needed, enough to reflect on and see where they could be applied. And I really share these details because this is not isolated to this one client. These particular issues are with any kind of company, any size, when you're negotiating work responsibilities, family life, or transition of any type. So that's why I share that, because inside that, I think there could be something quite useful for you, even just one thing, even if you take away the idea that we need to find ways to get back to the things that we enjoy doing, our little passions, hobbies, or activities. They can certainly recharge our soul, so that we are better placed to serve and give to the people who rely on us. So that's what I want to give you for today's episode. I hope you got something from it. If you've got any questions, please hit me on DM, comment, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere, anywhere I'm available. Love to hear your comments, any questions or kind of issues with this. Love to hear those as well. So until next episode, please take care of yourself, and I'll catch you next time. This is how legends are made.